This is N5XID, Fred and Buchanan Dam, Texas. And this is the 7290 Traffic Net. This transmission, Friday at 11 a.m., 9 January 2009, is notice and a memorial regards the passing of a very dear member. Hubert Lee Perry, W5ZIN. The normally assigned operator of this net at this time frame. Hubert Lee Perry, W5ZIN, passed away Wednesday, December 31st, 2008, at St. Joseph Regional Health Center in Bryan, Texas. Hubert was 82, born May 19, 1929. Hubert was a U.S. Navy veteran of World War II and a member of American Legion Post No. 451. He is survived by his wife, Law Malky Perry, son Johnny Perry, brother and sister-in-law, Phil and Cindy Perry, all of Caldwell, Texas, sisters and brother-in-law, Doris and Floyd Carpenter of Fairfield, California, and Helen McFarlane of Caldwell, also numerous nieces, nephews, and friends. The Bible teaches us that God created man in his own image, and we are also told that all men are created equal. Yet we know that none were created equal to God except his son Jesus. There were several others down through the biblical ages that came close. We all remember Moses, David, John, and even Samson. Regardless of the implied equality mentioned, there are also some very memorable individuals in our generation. Lincoln, Washington, Grant immediately come to mind, and there are many others. One such individual, one of our own, has, I am sad to say, arrived at the place that his name must be added to and remembered with these of the past. But not just a name, and not just a man, but also truly a great radio amateur operator, a founding father of our 7290 net. He is one of those guys that does not need a formal introduction. Just Hubert will identify him, or if you want to get formal, add W5ZIN. He's the guy, the one that started it back in the early 50s. We really are all that old. Some amateur licensed Mars operators fired up the ham frequencies to pass non-military traffic. And the very first manager of the then Rebel Net, later the Yankee Traffic Net, that became the 7290 Net was, you got it, Hubert, W5ZIN, back in 52. Where were you about then? I was a young GI en route to Korea for the first time. No idea that even then Hubert was hard at it using ham radio helping out the service units. In preparing this, I discovered that Hubert was always in the helping mode, so much so that in 96 he was awarded the highest club honor, the Whitney Nugget. Hubert was one of the first managers and served as managing and assistant manager numerous times. There are numerous wonderful words to describe someone like Hubert. Let it suffice to say that if Webster wanted to save paper in explaining nice, gentle, helpful, and understanding and so forth, he could have just said Hubert Perry. We all know the family will miss him, as will his ham family. However, we should think of the joy in his heart upon arrival at his final destination and hear those wonderful words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." 7-3, Hubert, we know you will not be checking in, but maybe you will be listening. Don't grieve for me, for now I'm free. I'm following the path God laid for me. I took his hand when I heard him call. I turned my back and left it all. I could not stay another day to laugh, to love, to work or play. Task left undone must stay that way. I found that place at the close of day. If my parting has left a void, then fill it with remembered joy. A friendship shared, a laugh, a kiss. Oh yes, these things I too will miss. Be not burdened with times of sorrow. I wish you the sunshine of tomorrow. My life's been full. I've savored much. Good friends, good times, a loved one's touch. Perhaps my time seemed all too brief. Don't lengthen it now with undue grief. Lift up your heart and share with me. God wanted me now. He set me free.